Good morning.
Good morning.
You are a brave lot to be here today to hear me deliver a sermon to you. First thing I would like to say, if you were here this morning for the Bible class, Kevin asked a question which I think we all need to answer. And the question he asked, are you a good listener? I don't recall there was any kind of a groundswell answer. So what I'm going to do, because it's important for everybody that stands in front delivering a lesson or facts or information or whatever, to know what kind of audience that they have. So, right now, I want each and every one of you to take your right hand, create a circle between your index finger and your thumb. Everybody must do this. You're going to grade yourself. Now, I'm going to ask you to take this circle you have and put it on your cheek. Aha! How many people put it on their chin? Okay? Now, that tells me that the audience is pretty good. Okay? What I want to talk about this morning is when we get ready to take a trip. There are certain things we must do. We've all been on vacations. Some of us have been fortunate enough to take a world trip of some degree, be it a cruise for a week or a few days, or maybe down to the lake for a weekend. But invariably, whenever you take a trip like this, you must admit that there's a lot of planning that must be done. We know the first thing we have to decide is this a place I really want to go to? You have to ascertain the reason as why you want to make this trip. You have to think about your mode of travel. Are you going to hitchhike? I think we're all past that point in life. Are you going to drive your automobile? What kind of accommodations are you planning on having? If you're just going to be gone for a couple of days, it's somewhat easier maybe than trying to book something at several different areas over a period of 8 or 10 days or whatever. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make, when we take a trip, there are things we have to do. One of the fond memories that I have, when the children of ours were still at home, and we were going to be gone for several days, I had to really corral my wife because she wanted to pack everything we had. Now, when you have a small car, the trunk is somewhat small, so you're somewhat limited as far as the room you have for luggage. How many of us have heard the old saying, pack half as much as you need and take twice as much money? Really, that is true for a lot of cases, okay? But let's get serious for a minute. Let's talk about the trip that we're all going to make, our trip of a lifetime, our trip to heaven. Now, I sincerely feel that we don't talk enough about heaven. It's such a glorious place, and it's something that we as Christians must always strive to get there. I know that heaven is a real place. It tells me this in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, the first couple of verses. I know that the great apostle Paul talked about being caught up in the third heaven. Can we have any doubt that there is a heaven? A few additional reasons I would like to share with you as why you and me want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven to meet and talk to some of the biblical characters that we studied about throughout the Bible. You know, it's very possible that when we get there, one of us, or several of us, might be living across the street from Abraham. Think about that. You might pass Peter or Paul when you're walking down one of the streets. Wouldn't it be really something to talk to Noah and ask him what it was like to build that ark and to live in a living zoo for almost a year? Boy, the dialogue there could be awesome. Maybe we could ask David about his feelings when he slung that stone that killed the giant Goliath. Wouldn't it be neat if you could maybe ask a question or two to Solomon, the wisest man ever? Amen. How about the possibility of asking Moses how he felt when he held that rod up and the Red Sea was parted? And I'm sure he would have some comments to make on that. How many of us here remember when we study the book of Romans, how sometimes we just kind of give up our hands? What is this meaning? Wouldn't it be great to talk to the Apostle Paul and say, Paul, emphasize and explain to me some of the meanings of the book of Romans, the faith. And how about this one? How about the opportunity that we might have to talk to the Apostle John about all the symbols in the book of Revelation? Wow, awesome. Other reasons why I want to go to heaven. We would be free of all sickness, all sin, all pain, all sadness, and temptations. How about this one? I want to go to heaven because I want to see all my loved ones there. I want to see all of you there. I'm sure we have all got loved ones that have passed, and we knew they were such a Christian in this life. And wouldn't it be great to be there with those loved ones again and be there forever? Amen? Amen. Heaven is a place where God rewards His children. Brother, that's you and me. Sister, that is you and me. Okay? A little story I want to share with you. A little boy got on an elevator in the Empire State Building in New York City. He and his daddy started to the top. Now the boy watched the signs flashing as it went by the floors, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. They kept going. And he got nervous. He took his daddy's hand and said, "Daddy, does God know that we're coming?" If you've been on one of these express elevators that go to the top of these towers, you know how fast they go. It's just awesome, okay? Now, what I want to do this morning, I want to talk a little bit. What we have here, it's a traveler's guide to heaven. And I want to thank Brother Arthur Pigman for putting this together, for some of the outlines that I'm going to use here. When we think about heaven, we have to think about the accommodations. Arrangements for accommodations must be made in advance. John 14, verses 1 and 2 says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you." Can there be any doubt in our mind that there is a place for us? When we travel, we need passports sometimes. Now, when we go to heaven, we're going to need a passport. You will need passports. It says, persons seeking entry will not be permitted past the gates without having proper credentials and having their name registered with the ruling authorities. If we look at Revelation 21:27, it says, "Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Now, as far as departure time, the exact time of departure, contrary to what some people say from time to time, we do not know. The time of departure has not been announced. Travelers, meaning you and I, must be prepared to leave on short notice. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 52, it says, "In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." How about tickets? Your ticket was purchased by a friend called Jesus. It should be claimed by learning the gospel, believing in Christ, repenting of sins, confessing of Jesus, and having sins washed away in baptism. Acts 2:38 tells us, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." We must maintain a strong Christian lifestyle, striving to have the mind of Christ always. Now, let's talk about luggage. No luggage whatsoever is needed or allowed. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 tells us, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it." Immigration. All passengers are classified as immigrants, since they are taking up residence in a new country. There is no maximum quota, so all are invited to come. Revelations 11:16 tells us, "Instead they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them." Now, transportation. Travelers are going by direct air. First Thessalonians 4:17 tells us, "After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever." Amen. Vaccinations. We know sometimes that when we travel to different parts of the world, you have to check with your doctor. Maybe you need a special booster shot or whatever. When we go to heaven, we're not going to need any vaccinations because there's no diseases there. Revelations 21:4 tells us, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away." Now we know how important it is when you travel, whether you buy checks to use in a foreign land, or I think today everything is pretty much plastic. You have the various plastic credit cards. They're spendable almost everywhere you go. Cash is still taken too. But anyway, when we go to heaven, I want you to listen to this. Deposits may be forwarded to await passenger arrival. Make deposits as large as possible. It tells us in Matthew 6:20-21. It tells us, "But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Now listen to this. "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Amen to that?
Amen.
Clothing. A complete and appropriate new wardrobe is provided for each traveler. Isaiah 61:10 tells us, "For he had clothed me with garments of salvation, and had arrayed me in a robe of righteousness." Reservations. We know that when we go someplace today, we have to call ahead, be it on the telephone, or if you're computer savvy, do it on the internet, which I do struggle with that. But anyway, I like what he says here. Booking for trip to heaven is now open. Since departure time is unknown, you should apply at once. If you wait, it may be too late. 2 Corinthians 6:2. "For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the time of my salvation. I helped you. I tell you, now is a time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. I want to encourage each and every one of us. Let's make it our lifetime goal to get to heaven. And while we're doing this, let's make sure that we help our brother or sister along the way. Wouldn't it be great if we could, every one of us in this auditorium this morning, be together in heaven? Amen to that. If you're not a Christian this morning, if you got special needs, I think now would be a good time. Why don't we stand? And if you need to come forward, you need to do so.